a true story of Australian women at war, adapted from the diary written in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey. Dedicated to those nurses who did not return. Sister Davis.
Missing.
Sister Hempstead.
Missing.
Sister Gardam.
Missing.
Sister Raymond.
Missing.
Sister Jeffrey.
Here. When Colonel Sage, our matron in chief, stepped out of the plane that had come to take us out of Sumatra, we could hardly believe our eyes. Sister Floyd was with her. She was one of our girls who had got out of Singapore in 1942. There was Major Windsor, a doctor, and an RAAF nursing sister, Sister Chandler. What a marvelous sight to see our good old army grey. But slacks instead of skirts. We realized again how out of date we were standing there in our forlorn uniforms patched with bits and pieces. We told Colonel Sage about the other 30 people who had been sent to the hospital in La Hutte. She immediately made arrangements for them.
Oh, it's so wonderful.
Well, girls, I think the best plan would be for Sister Floyd and I to go to the hospital for the night and look after the people that were left behind. Major Windsor and Sister Chandler will take care of you on the flight to Singapore. You let them know, Major, that it's quite safe for another plane to come here in the morning to pick us up.
Yes, Colonel.
And now I think the sooner we get these sisters into hospital, the better.
There's an Australian hospital ready in Singapore. A ward waiting for you.
Oh, how wonderful.
Can we have a bath?
I think we can manage that, Sister Blanche.
We all feel so dirty and tired.
Imagine going to bed in a bed.
I can hardly wait.
Well, you'll only have to wait a few minutes, then you'll be on your way.
I'll see if the pilot's ready for us. The sooner we're off, the better.
Now, girls, if you gather your things up, we'll start over to the plane and then there won't be any rush. Can you manage, Sister?
Yes, thank you, Matron.
And what about you, my dear? Have you got everything?
Oh, yes.
Well, one good thing, you haven't got a lot of luggage to worry you.
Have you got your safety belt tightened, Jeff?
Yes, but I hardly make a bump.
It's rather fun being called girls again, isn't it?
You mean matron?
Yes.
Oh, it's grand. Although anything less like a girl than I feel, you can't imagine. I feel more of an old hag.
Listen, we'll be off in a minute.
Your window, Blanche.
There's Matron waving to us.
Can you see out, Jenny?
Oh, yes. Isn't it wonderful? Oh.
Out of Sumatra was sheer joy, though we were desperately tired. To leave that country behind us was all we asked. We arrived at Singapore at dusk, Cameras, reporters, English and Australian Red Cross helpers, biscuits, soap, tea, cigarettes, all were there. Everything seemed very loud and confused. A reporter grabbed Blanchie and me.
What's the best thing that's happened to you since you got out?
Well, the flight, I think.
Yes, what else? Oh,
so many good things all happened at once.
Being met by our matron-in-chief. It was wonderful of her to come all the way from Australia to Sumatra to get us.
Well, they were all so brave.
Yes.
I mean, they didn't know how the Japanese would behave when their plane landed. Anything could have happened.
But it didn't?
No, it didn't. The chaps were too busy trying to be polite.
Jeff? Blanchie?
Yes?
The Red Cross are getting us some tea.
Oh, we have to go over here. Oh,
would you excuse us, please?
Of course. What about you, sister? What's the best thing that happened to you?
Oh, goodness, what a crowd.
Hold it a minute, will you, sisters? I just want to get a photo. You too, sister.
All right.
Now, if you'd all stand together.
How's that?
That's it. That's right. That's fine. Thank you.
Come on, Jeff.
Oh, this is good.
It's really something to have a cup of tea that you haven't had to chop the wood for to boil the water and count the tea leaves into the billy.
And have it in a cup.
But will you look at us?
Why? What do you mean, Trot?
Well, look where we're putting our cups.
Oh, yes. On the table instead of on the saucers. We've got an awful lot to get used to again, haven't we?
Oh, can I sit here with you girls?
Only if you put your cup on its saucer.
Were you doing it too?
Oh, yes.
Look, I thought I'd die. I found myself just planking it down in the usual way.
Even having a cup with a handle on it was a bit of a shock. Ooh.
Have you had some tea, Shorty?
Yes, Trot, but I'll have some more.
I thought I'd die of shame when the Red Cross people helped us over here and carried our few miserable-looking belongings.
I know. You know, up to then, I thought they were fairly respectable.
We look so filthy and untidy and shabby amongst all these beautifully uniformed people.
Oh, what's it matter? We're out of it at last.
Oh, all I want at the moment is to go to sleep.
We were driven in ambulances out to St. Patrick's College, where the new Australian hospital was. It had been the 13th AGH in 1941 and early 1942. So the 13th AGH girls had retraced their steps right back to where they started from. As we got out of the ambulances, an army sergeant was waiting for us.
Well, what do you know? We're back at the old homestead.
All in. All in there. Come on, snap it up. All in. All in there.
No, I'm stiff.
Come on, line up. Over there, come on now.
What is he talking about?
Where's that bed? I think I'll fall into it just as I am.
Looks as if you'll have to wait.
Huh?
Have to fall into line.
What for?
Well, I'm going to find out. Sergeant!
Yes?
Sergeant, why do we have to line up? Is it for something necessary?
You have to be checked in to see you're all present and correct. Now, if you line up, over
here,
come on.
Oh, line up. I can hardly stand up at all.
But this is nonsense.
Oh, well, I suppose the sooner we do line up, the sooner it'll be over.
Right. NX70937, Greer, JK.
Here.
NX70493, Gunther, JP.
Here.
He'd better hurry up.
NX10495,
I won't be with him to answer.
EM.
Here.
WX11172, Harper, I.
Here.
VX38347,
I think I'm going to...
Here. QX22822, McElnay, VI.
Here.
QX22816, Muir, SJM.
Here.
Jenny.
VX...
Here, Trot, give me a hand. Get a head down.
WEF.
Oh, dear. Looks like Bill's going. It'll go over like 9 pins now.
VX38643.
That was Oram. Why doesn't somebody come and stop this?
They're here! Quick, they've arrived! Well, why didn't someone tell us? Hurry up, they're here!
The sisters rescued us from the duty-bound sergeant and helped us into the hospital. There, our welcome was wonderful. We were surrounded with familiar faces, girls we'd trained with, others who had been in Singapore with us and had got away. We knew them so well, but not one of us could remember their names. I was too tired to remember much, but I do remember being helped upstairs.
There's not much farther now.
Oh, we didn't have all these stairs in the old days.
No.
Sure we didn't.
Oh. You were 13th AGH, weren't you, Shorty?
Yes, I was.
Well, the orderlies buried all your gear, trunks of clothes and stuff for safety, before they had to get out.
Oh.
You're lucky, Shorty. You may have some things left.
Oh, well, I'm afraid not, unless you pull the hospital down.
Oh, for Pete's sake, why?
The Japs built a 2-story wing over them. Oh. This is it. You're to be installed on the top floor.
Oh, no.
Well, here we are. Just along here. Through this door. And you're home and ride.
Oh, look at it.
Oh, it's so bright. Bright and clean.
Oh, isn't this heaven? No mud floors here.
Hurry up, girls. Where do you see this?
All those beds, all so white and huge. And look, 2 pillows. And the sheets turned down. Oh, sheets. Oh,
bed each.
Well, come on. We'll get you ready to get into them.
As I stood looking down at my bed, it took all I knew to stop myself bursting into tears. We were taken to the bathroom where we had the good old Singapore stand-up bath with plenty of water. We were given toothbrushes and toothpaste and real soap and the best of all, talc powder. The sisters had seen to it that everything was there. It was wonderful. They also gave us some of their own pretty pajamas to put on. Then we went back to our ward and climbed into bed.
Oh, isn't it soft? You sit right down. Oh.
Well, I'll bet that's the first time that's been said about a hospital bed. How about your pillows? Are they comfy?
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, yes.
And these silk pajamas are so cool.
Oh, hasn't toothpaste got the most delicious flavor? I feel so clean.
You hop into bed. Your millions will be here in a minute.
You know, I can really understand why some people enjoy being in hospital.
I love it.
Here are your trays.
Our first meal in civilization.
I wonder what it'll be.
Oh, I hope it's Irish stew.
Wait till I get the cover off. Oh,
your luck's out, Jenny. It's a lonely-looking poached egg.
Only one? Well, maybe this is only the entree. I could eat a horse.
But that's all there was, and a cup of tea. It wasn't enough. We were all very hungry, but extremely happy. Later, our friends on the staff came in for a chat. They were the girls who had gone that day in 1942 when Matron Paskey had divided us. They'd got home and then come back to Singapore. There was so much to say, so much to catch up on, and of course, we wanted to know it all at once. At last we settled down, but hardly anyone slept. We were far too comfortable. A soft bed after 3.5 years of tiled floors and uneven bali-balis was too much. This is the life. We are staying here for a few weeks before we leave for Australia, either by plane or by hospital ship. It's a good idea. None of us wanted to arrive home looking as we did. The sisters on the staff here are being simply wonderful. As well as nursing us, they have given us more pajamas and slippers, house coats, skirts and blouses, all the things we just don't have and had forgotten about. Face powder, lotions and creams, brushes and combs.
Jenny, you'll brush your hair off your head in a minute.
I can't stop. It feels so wonderful.
You know, Mavis, we're starting to look quite presentable again. I thought we'd be much more leathery. But our skins don't look so bad now we've got the first few layers of camp off our faces.
The thing I like best, Jeff, is the way we're gaining pounds in weight. My skin stopped flapping about my bones.
I know, it's so quick. My 5 stone have gone up to 6.5 in a week.
I'm never the same. The 3 times a day I get on the scales, there's always a difference.
Well, as long as it stops going on when it should. It'd be awful to get like 2 ton Tessie.
Girls, we're to have visitors.
Visitors? Oh, quick, straighten up the covers. On with our house coats. Oh, Ben, those flowers.
Get one over there.
Goodness, who's coming?
Boys of the AIF. What?
Hurry up, they'll be here in a minute.
Well, where have they sprung from, Ioli?
They're patients here. The hospital's full of them. What about these papers, Jeff? Do you want them?
No, I'll put them in the locker.
Right. I'll put this vase here. Now, don't knock it flying, Jenny.
Why are these boys here? Where were they, I mean?
Changi, most of them. They had a frightful time. Have we got cigarettes to offer them?
Oh, yes, I think we've got some somewhere.
Jenny! Stop brushing your hair.
What?
Oh, good heavens. I forgot I was still doing it.
It was grand to talk to these Australian men. We compared notes about our treatment in prison camps, and we find that the Japs must have treated all prisoners alike with a savage sort of sadism. The most touching thing about these boys was that they'd not lost their everyday courtesies towards women. They lit our cigarettes, set chairs for us, and asked our permission to smoke. They brought us presents, too, bananas and raisins, and every day since they send us eggs and cooked chicken. We tell them not to worry, there's plenty to eat here, but it is hard to get used to the idea. Yesterday we had another visitor, a padre.
May I come in?
Hello, Padre. Come in.
I have a little something here that I want to get rid of. I thought you girls might be able to help me.
To get rid of? We'll do our best,
well,
but...
Well, I thought you'd help. Now, if I may use this table...
Oh, of course, yes.
I'll just get this bag open. There we are. Now...
It's beer!
Oh! Bottled beer! Oh!
Yes, and it's nicely chilled. But do understand that it is for medicinal purposes only. Yes, the doctors assure me that it will do you no end.
Oh, Padre, you're a Brit.
Thank you. Now, you've got some glasses?
Yes, right here, ready and waiting.
Oh,
no,
good. That's it now. Have you got one?
Yes,
here we are now. What about you? My goodness, look at that. That's got a color like mine.
Here's yours, Dell. Have you got a glass, Sister Jane?
It's icy cold. Just how I used to like it.
Oh, I can't even remember what it tastes like.
Now, has everybody got a glass?
It's all right.
Where's yours, Wilma?
I've got mine.
Then here's to your quick recovery, to good health, and your speedy journey home.
Good luck.
Here's
to you, Padre.
Chin, chin.
Good luck, Padre. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. And so say all of us. And so say all of us.
Last night we gave a sherry party to the sisters and officers of the 14th AGH. We also invited our pilots, Squadron Leader Madsen and Flying Officer Brown, and, of course, Hayden Leonard. We all wore borrowed frocks and felt very posh.
Good evening, sister.
Oh, hello, Mr. Leonard.
Where did all the finery come from? I hardly recognize you.
We look very grand, don't we? It's borrowed plumes, though.
Well, you all look anything but internees.
Oh, thank you.
Can I get you a drink?
Oh, this is fun. A real party. It makes our poor old POW ones look a bit silly, doesn't it, Mavis?
You know, Jenny, I keep having to eat another savory to make sure they're not Palembang drop scones or Sumatra sandwiches. Do you remember? All the little labels so that we'd know what we were eating.
Jeff?
Oh, Jeff.
Yes? Why, Ioli, what's the matter?
We have to go back to bed.
What? Oh, don't be silly. The party's only just begun.
I know, that's what I said. I'm not a bit tired.
But do you mean it? Have we really got to go?
Afraid so. The others are being gathered up now. Look.
Well, fine lot of hostesses we make.
And I was enjoying it so. Now I suppose it'll break up.
We needn't have worried. By the sounds that drifted across to us from the mess, the party went on for ages and was a great success. Cables and letters from home have arrived and are still arriving. This time they're only a few weeks old. Such a change from the Japanese mail. We've all caught up on our home news now.
I've just had the most lovely newsy letter from home. You know, I don't feel nearly such a stranger now.
Oh, me either, Mavis. I've finally got my nieces and nephews sorted out. It's awful to be so at sea with your own family.
Hey! Hey, girls! All of you! Home! We're going home!
What?
Blanchie, when? Who told you?
You mean really?
When, Blanchie?
We sail for Australia tomorrow in the hospital ship Manunda.
At last!
Hear that, girls? We sail for home tomorrow!
We can't take the girls' clothes.
We can hardly arrive back in our battered old uniforms.
Well, of course we can't. The girls are lending us everything. Safari jackets, slacks, army shoes, hats, the lot. We have to try them on today and get ourselves all sorted out.
Who else is going, do you know, Blanchie?
The AIF boys, a lot of them.
Oh, I'm so excited, I don't know what to do first.
Try sitting down and counting 10, Jenny. You look as if you're going to burst. Now, look at me. Calm as a cowkimber, kimcumber.
Oh, isn't it terrific?
We're going home.
Oh, this jacket's too big for me. You try it, Blanchie.
Well, I've got one, Ioli. What about Aurum?
Oh, yeah.
Don't the shoes feel heavy?
Hey, who's taken my slacks? I had them here on the bed. Hey, Jenny, I think you've got them.
No, these are mine, maybe.
Oh, look at Jeff in that hat. Comes down over her ears.
Then she made us throw our best good ones out of the truck. There, look. All dressed up. How do I look?
You look fine, Jenny. Everything seems to fit you.
I feel as if I have an awful lot of clothes on after wearing shorts and sun tops for so long.
Here's a better hat for you, Jeff. Try this.
Oh, thanks. Oh,
all these pockets. I haven't enough to go in them.
We went on board the Manunda on the 5th of October, and there we sat for 3 days before we left Singapore. All the things we've been wanting for so long we had in the first 2 days on board. Lamb's fries, steak, Irish stew, oxtail, fresh apples. We're right now. None of us will ever be food conscious or hungry again. We've been at sea a few days now and are well on our way home. Mavis Hannah had a birthday yesterday. The chef made her a cake. It was set in the middle of our table with great pomp. It looked beautiful.
Happy birthday, Mavis.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mavis. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you, Blanchie. Thanks, Ioli. Jeff, thanks, everyone.
Here's the knife. You've got to cut the cake.
Jeff. Yes, Jenny?
It looked exactly like yours.
Oh.
You remember the one that was a tin turned upside down?
Oh, it couldn't be, could it?
Well, I cut it now.
Yes, go on. Suspense is awful. Must be real.
There.
It's a real one.
Oh, thank heavens.
You know, for a minute I thought it might be a tin one, too.
Come on, everyone. Help yourselves. Sure.
Jeff? What are all the boys doing lining the rails there? They're swarming up.
I don't know. Unless... But let's ask, what's going on? Why are you boys lining the rails?
We're going to be the first to see Australia, sister.
Oh, what? You mean now?
She's just coming to sight any time now.
Oh,
give it a hurry if you want to play.
Oh, quick, Ioli, we've got to get the others.
I don't even know where to look.
Of course you do. Over there.
Not that way, sister. Over there she should show.
You'll be home tonight, Ioli. How does it feel?
I don't know. Oh, Jeff, I wonder if my family will be on the wharf. You leave us at the port of Perth, don't you, Ioli? Ioli?
She does, Jenny. So does Mickey Sire. Funny how quiet everyone's got suddenly. Sort of hushed.
There it is! There's Australia!
We watched Fremantle getting closer, and still there was silence. Our hearts were too full to cheer, and I don't know of any words for what I felt. When the ship was a few yards off the wharf, the dinner gong sounded. But nobody was interested in anything except those hundreds of Perth people standing and cheering on the wharf. And there, standing just below us, was our wonderful matron-in-chief, Colonel Sage, waiting to welcome us home. to Australia.
Again for a further episode of this true story of Australian women at war. White Coolies is based on the diary written secretly in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey, especially adapted for radio by Gwen Friend, and produced by Fifi Banbard for Australasian Radio Productions.